Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only. Ting!
I'm a pretty little girl now, and I'm a pretty fucking whore now!
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
I fuck you?
Yes, sure.
That's some serious meat you're stacking.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth solution's up in my hole.
It's family and milkshake.
Cosmos.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
Away.
My sweet turd. My sweet turd.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Tuesday edition of Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. I have got a great program for you. Brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesdays on deck. Just like the bowel movement I have percolating in my asshole. Today is an extended episode, so if you are sideshow freaks, you're going to get probably like 10 to 15 minutes of additional content. A great one. New mashup from Corey. In addition to that, it was the season finale of Hoarders with just an atrocious episode. I've got audio from that and some other stuff. Some surprises. You'll just have to wait and hear it for yourself. If you're not yet Sideshow Freak, sign up right now. It's all coming up today on DV. Right now, let's get into Sextastic Tuesday. This is a stupid bit where I scour the internet for erotic fiction. And not good erotic fiction. I don't want something that's actually going to get you off. I'm looking for disgusting porn, bizarre, or just poorly written. Today, we've got some fan fiction. I don't know how many of you out there play World of Warcraft, but apparently it's a very sexy, steamy world of trolls, warlocks, and monster penises. Let's get into today's story right now. I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
It's sextastic.
I can already tell you, I probably won't get through this story. It's going to anger me. You know I'm not good with big words. And, you know, World of Warcraft has all sorts of weird names for their land and monsters and shit. I'm not going to be able to pronounce shit. It's going to be a total clusterfuck. Let's get into it now. I can't wait. All right. Lickmarrow. What? Lickmarrow? Is that a real character? Lickmarrow was bored. Lickmarrow was hungry. Watch Lickmarrow eat. Eat, Lickmarrow, eat. Most of all, Lickmarrow was horny. Lickmarrow was largely unremarkable looking among gnolls. Is that how you pronounce it? I don't know. Though no taller than his brethren, he was considerably more heavily muscled and more broadly built. He should have no problem finding a female gnoll to fuck, right? He's hot! However, his differences from his packmates went deeper than that. Lickmarrow believed that his intelligence set him apart from his pack, but they shunned him for what even the gnoll packs considered to be senseless cruelty. Someone's gonna get raped by Lickmarrow. They hated and feared him for his sudden swings from purring gentleness to what was generally fatal ferocity. Ferocity? Ferocity? I don't even know how to pronounce that word. God, I'm an idiot. Still, sometimes they sought him out because aside from his disgusting personality and behavior, the fact remained he had never lost a battle. Not that it mattered. He rarely fought anymore. Fighting was difficult work and was largely unnecessary to a loner like him. One night, he awoke from a restless sleep. At first, he was uncertain what had disturbed him, but then he smelled it. Pussy! The delicious odor of rotting flesh. Almost as good as pussy. His chest hair was wet and sticky, where he drooled on himself in his sleep. I know how that goes. I'm a drooler. And between his legs, his penis was erect, tall, pink, and hard. Before he knew what was happening, he had left his den and was prowling through the moonlight. A fine mist was in the air, blurring the outlines of the trees and hanging over the lake. He savored the feeling of the cold air on his exposed genitals. Tonight was a night for savoring. He savored the moonlight, he savored the rotting stench, he savored the gentle feminine humming that was just now becoming audible. Yeah, here we go. He crested the hill silently and saw her. She was gently humming some tune, perhaps from another childhood she could no longer remember, when she carefully pulled the gloomweed out of the earth and put it into her bag. The sight of her perfect bones, in addition to her delicious stench... Oh, is that the rotting smell that he's getting a whiff of? delicious. An alluring voice may have been too much. Lickmarrow let out a long and resonant groan, barely audible above his own heartbeat. But, unencumbered with such a heartbeat, the undead girl heard it and turned with a gasp. The end of her song signaled the end of this quiet night in Terrace Fall or something. Lickmarrow was outraged that she had stopped and howled the unnerving, giggling howl the gnolls are known for as he charged her. She only saw him for one instant, a snarling demon, penis red and erect. That was pink. Thick spittle dripping from his mouth and falling behind him as he ran. She tried to run, unsuccessfully. She turned her back on him and Here we go with the spelling. H-A-N-D apostrophe T. That's not a word. Hadn't gone three steps before he leapt on her back, knocking her over with his weight and dug his claws deep into her back. Foreplay. Lickmarrow had never fought nor eaten one of these odd creatures before. He was unsure how they would react to physical harm, whether they would bleed and scream like the humans or just crumble like an elemental. What the fuck is she? Well, she screamed anyway. She must have felt something. There was no blood, but the 8 roughly parallel gouges carved into her back were harsh, black against the blue-white of her bloodless skin. Together with the leathern shirt he had cut through, there was an interesting contrast, but the shirt quickly fell away. Enough of this teasing, let's get to the sex. He placed his right paw just above the pearly white crack of her ass. Her leather pants were in delicious contrast to her skin right there. With lustful giggling, it's like a little girl. Ooh, I'm gonna get laid. With lustful giggling, he dug down with his claws once more and ripped downwards. Eliciting more wonderful screams and, more importantly, opening the way for what was to follow. Decisions! Lickmarrow pondered the girl's available fuckholes and wondered... It's a sweet story. And wondered how he could possibly choose. He was pretty sure he'd get to both eventually, but still, the decision was a hard one. Finally, he made the choice and aligned his sizable bright red prick with her ass. In the crosshairs. Lock on. He dug his claws into her shoulders and pushed as hard as he could into her asshole. He wasn't sure which she was screaming about, but she was screaming, making a lot of noise. Her voice was still lovely, though, crying out in whatever gibberish language those rotting things speak, as he pushed deeper and deeper with each pounding thrust. It actually hurt a little to force his way through her dry and somewhat desiccated rectum, but he knew it was hurting her more than it was hurting him, and that was good enough for him. He reached under her and began to grope one of her breasts. He was pleasantly surprised. It felt different than the breast of the human women he had taken. Yeah, her tits are probably rotting, as though the skin and flesh underneath were disconnected. He pushed in as hard as he could. His rage stemmed in his belly and threatened to burn him up. With each thrust, a slight giggle escaped. Which mingled with her screams to make some truly beautiful music. Finally, he reached the boiling point and buried his entire length into her ripped open asshole. At the same time, he tore at her breast with his claws. On human women, this generally tore their breast into shreds, although occasionally he'd accidentally rip one off entirely. However, while the meat inside this undead bitch's breast... undead bitch's breast was shredded... The skin covering it came away entirely. He stood back, bemused, and pulled his penis out of her ruined ass with an audible pop. I like to help out wherever I can with sound effects. That's a ruined asshole right there. Lickmarrow examined the piece of skin he was holding, blue-white as the rest of her. The dark blue nipple stared back at him like an eye. Shrugging, hope it doesn't blink. Shrugging, he devoured the disconnected flap of skin. Lickmarrow looked back at the undead girl. She was still face first in the spongy earth. Her pants hung in rags around her fleshless knees. Her ass was visibly torn open and was dripping some unidentified black viscous fluid, probably shit, with a substantial amount of his pearly jism down onto her pussy, crack, and thighs. It looked wonderful, he thought. She wasn't moving much, though, which concerned him. He hated to think the game was over already. This sight had gotten him aroused again rather quickly. Moving forward, he sniffed at the rotting flesh. That'll get him hard again. The smell of her putrid body mixed with the scent of his semen made him so hard it hurt. She still wasn't moving, though. He had to do something about that! There was a crack and a scream, unlike any Lick Marrow had heard before. He grinned even more than usual. That did the trick. He sat there eating the leg he just bitten off of her violated frame. The flesh was good. It had aged well, like cheese or wine. But the marrow was amazing. It had been preserved perfectly. He licked and snapped at the bone while she writhed around in new agony. So this is what the nerds who play World of Warcraft masturbate about. Like, they spend 20 hours at a time playing the game, and then, you know, an hour or two jerking off, thinking about Lick Marrows and gnolls and whatever. It's really a fascinating look into the masturbatory habits of World of Warcraft dorks. All right, he picked the bone clean. His cock was still rock hard, though, from her scent and the new pain which he'd caused her. She was covering her eyes with her bony hands, and it sounded like she was sobbing. She didn't see him approach, though. The first sign she had that he was there came from when she felt something prod at her ass again. Oh, God. She looked just in time to see him ram what used to be her shin bone up her brutalized anus. Welcome to Sexastic Tuesday. She started to scream, but as soon as she opened her mouth, his face was pressed up against hers, his warm tongue forced into her cold mouth. She writhed under him as he forced his supernatural hard cock up into her cunt. He was holding her right leg up by the stump of her aborted shin, ramming into her dry, cold pussy as hard as he could. He howled as orgasm came again, more quickly this time, and pumped his seed into her rotting body. Lick Marrow slumped over her. She was making some odd gurgling, crying noises now, which were still quite sexy. But after such a sleepless and active night, he was getting tired. He decided he had one last fuck in him, then he'd have to eat and go to sleep. He stood up suddenly, pulling his cock out, soaked with the same black and viscous goo that had been dripping out of her ass from before. He stomped as hard as he could on her chest, barely eliciting a reaction from the maimed undead girl. Lick Marrow bent down and grabbed her by the throat. She seemed to notice that, anyways. Straining his muscles, he pulled as hard as he could. The sounds of tendons stretching and breaking, flesh giving way and bone crackling, filled his ears like music. He came away grinning with his prize. Her head. This was something of an experiment. She was obviously unlike the other humans he'd seen, so perhaps she would be able to survive more than they would, even as much as total decapitation. He stared at her head, waiting for it to move, but the undead girl's pretty face was still. Lick Marrow felt incredibly I'm worried about the person who wrote this story. Something's wrong with them. Lick Marrow felt incredibly disappointed. Well, what had he expected? Despite his disappointment, he was still incredibly aroused. Slowly, the gnoll leveled his cock at the hollow eye socket of the rotting head. He thrust in, thrilling to the feeling of the remains of her eye caressing his cock. It was easy going for the most part, but he couldn't get in all the way, probably hitting her brain. He kept bottoming out at the partition between her eyes and her brain. Yes, he was frustrated and almost succumbed to disappointment when he noticed something. The girl's head he was fucking crumpled into a silent scream of anguish. What? Without any body, she was unable to make the wonderful noises that aroused him, but she could still feel everything he was doing to her. That made him come. The end. There you go, a little bit of World of Warcraft porn for your Tuesday, brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item. Find something you like in their huge online catalog. You can see the prices right there. When you click to check out, you enter coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K. You'll automatically see your new price has been reflected. You'll save 50%. Plus, you're going to get free shipping. They're going to throw in 3 free adult DVDs, and I believe you can pick out which 3 DVDs you want out of a list. So, you know, maybe you're into black chicks with big titties. Try to find one of those free DVDs. I don't know. So you get 3 free adult DVDs, free shipping. They're going to throw in a mystery gift, and you're going to be saving 50% off just about any item just by using coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K. Go there right now, AdamandEve.com. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. One more thing I want you to spend money on, and it's a good one. Sign up right now for the Super Freak Sideshow. It is Distorted View's member site. For only $5 a month or $50 a year, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Every single episode of DV that I've ever produced is up there right now, and you can listen to them. It's probably months and months worth of listening We've done probably close to 2,000 shows. Plus, I do video cast, and you can download those. Every week, we do extended shows, exclusive shows. Today, I've got an extended program for you, and it's a good one. Now's a great time to sign up. SuperFreakSideShow.com. Support the program. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, I can't believe I missed this first story. It was originally posted, I guess, on January 7th, so I'm a few days late on that. I apologize. When there are dildo-related news stories, I like to be on top of that shit, writing it. A Minnesota man has been cuffed on charges of, quote, creating an explosive device and making terroristic threats after allegedly rigging the worst Christmas present ever to an ex-girlfriend, an exploding vibrator. Blow up her cunt. According to the criminal complaint, Terry Allen Lester, 37, was reported to police by two women with whom he'd been sharing an apartment. He told the pair that he'd made some modifications to a vibrator. He's like a crazy scientist, like that dude, was it Q from the James Bond movies? I've created an explosive vibrator, Bond! Shove that up a bitch's twat, have it explode, you'll see pussy galore. Where's my rim shot when I need it? All right, back to the story here. Yes, he told the pair he'd made some modifications to a vibrator and intended to give it to one of three women because his relationship with those females had ended badly. It's like Russian roulette with a dildo. He said that when the devices were inserted into the female, he would pull the trigger. Like he's waiting in the car, like looking through binoculars into their bedroom window, waiting for them to pleasure themselves with a vibrator. If you got a mysterious vibrator in the mail, like a package, you didn't order a vibrator in the mail, and you get one with no return address, you would not put it in your body. I'm sorry. Unless you are a stupid, stupid woman. Yes. He said that when the device was inserted into the female, he would pull the trigger and it would blow him up. The apartment's landlord threw Lester out on December 29th, and among bags he left in the spare room, the two remaining occupants discovered items that made them uncomfortable in a container marked Christmas gifts. Inside were cords, cables, a small toolkit, drill bits, okay, one black vibrator with gunpowder, BB shot and buckshot inside, trigger attached in battery connectors, one pink vibrator with Merry Christmas, bitch, written in black ink, and one cream-colored vibrator. Again, you know, writing Merry Christmas, bitch, on the side of a vibrator, that's not going to make the woman want to use it. Bomb squad intervened, who dismantled the device while cops detained Lester. The perp denied the vibrator bomb was his and is languishing in jail pending a court appearance. He faces up to 10 years if convicted. The bizarre plot has left residents a bit bewildered over there in the UK. Tay Bourne, owner of Linder's Liquor, where Lester was a regular customer, said, "I'm in total shock. I could not believe it when I read it for sure. He's always been very nice when he's come into the store." So there you go. Second story we have for you today. Apparently, a male model has done did cut someone's dick and nuts off. A male model confessed Sunday to killing a gay journalist in a Times Square hotel and gave cops a twisted explanation of why he sexually mutilated his victim. I'm interested. Do tell. Renato Zebra, or some close approximation to that name, 20, told cops he used a corkscrew. Jesus Christ, that's a new one. He used a corkscrew to sever 65-year-old Carlos Castro's genitals as a way to cure the older man of his homosexuality. Dude, you're a male model. You're practically gay yourself. Even straight male models are pretty faggy, you know what I mean? Zebra was charged with second-degree murder. Zebra and Castro came to New York from their native Portugal, and by all accounts were a couple. But Zebra appears unable to admit that. Cuckoo. He said he did it to get rid of Castro's homosexual demons, one of the police sources said. Okay, well, here's the deal. Here's this very attractive younger guy, male model. And he's got a sugar daddy, you know, some creepy, disgusting 65-year-old near dead. That's why he wanted to get rid of the old man. He's still very gay, but he didn't want to be blowing an old person. I can almost understand why he would take a corkscrew to this old dude's cock. All right, yes, he said he did it to get rid of Castro's homosexual demons. Police believe the two men had dated for several months, even though Zebra's family insisted the tanned hunk is straight. My son was not Carlos Castro's lover, Sebra's mother said. From the beginning, he never hid his sexuality, which is heterosexual. You don't have to hide that. Castro was a high-profile gay activist and society columnist in his home country. Well, let me ask you this, mother of the male model. Why was he shacked up with an old gay dude? Doesn't that seem a little off to you? Sebra's claim to fame was as a pretty boy contestant on a Top Model reality show. The duo were staying at the Intercontinental Hotel since December 29th and hit the town together often, dining and drinking at fancy restaurants. Whatever the nature of their relationship, this much is certain, cops say, Sebra brutalized his victim and left him to die in a pool of blood. Romantic. Yes, unfortunately, Castro was found dead in his room at the hotel Friday. An autopsy showed Castro died of strangulation and blunt force trauma to the head, although the corkscrew to the balls probably didn't help. Sebra fled the hotel but was nabbed at Roosevelt Hospital when he sought treatment for cuts to his face and wrists. Investigators believe he may have tried to kill himself. Sebra's mother said her son, whom she described as shy and religious, wasn't capable of such horror. Quote, my son, being a golden boy who is so good, he didn't do this. No, of course not. Yeah, you, keep believing that, crazy Lena Jolie. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Las Vegas. It's short and very stupid. A Las Vegas man's effort to lose weight has driven him to a diet of strictly dog food. Dun, dun, dun! Mike Conalgold... Mike Konowalski, or something, I don't really fucking care, is a nutritional consultant. Really? If I wanted to hire a nutritional consultant, I sure as fuck would not hire one who's eating only dog food. Yes, Mike Konowalski is a nutritional consultant who is hoping to convince others that there is no magic pill that can eliminate fat and that the solution must come from a lifestyle change. Anybody who's choosing the new lifestyle, we have to suffer. There's no way around it. I think the dog food that I'm eating right now is more healthy than what I've done in a year. No, isn't like dog food made out of like grade F meat? Like it should not be used for human consumption. He claims to have lost 7 pounds in the first 3 days of his new diet, primarily because after taking one bite, he threw up and refused to eat any more dog food. Yes, he claims to have lost 7 pounds in the first 3 days. Apparently, this diet consists of milk bones and organic canned dog food. So there you go. If you're looking to lose a few pounds, try the Alpo diet. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Ooh, yes, speak to me, freaks.
Hey, Tim, it's a sideshow listener, and I was wondering if you'd ever heard of the movie called A Serbian Film. It was filmed in Europe in, I think...
No, I've never heard of that.
Timmy Boo, what it do? This is the Never Nude sideshow exclusive premium gold member.
Ooh!
And I wanted to call that, formally ask that you stop apologizing for ripping on those wonderful TMB moments. Your show isn't the happy sunshine flower power hour. It's,
I know, I say that all the time.
It's a
horrible, dark, evil program.
I don't know, a festival of subversion.
Cesspool of evil.
Just, consider Patti Smith and her song Rock and Roll Nigger was not just about assholes like me and you. It's reclaiming the word nigger into...
run,
back in
nigga,
the
run.
Language of context.
The patty's gonna get you. Whatever happened to that? Is that still on YouTube? That old woman singing that song? Run, nigga, run.
Tim, let me get your opinion on something from one smart, intelligent, intellectual person to another. If I'm bisexual, but I don't want guys to stick it in my ass, I kiss them and whatnot, but I don't want them to stick it in my ass. Am I still bisexual?
Well, it depends. I mean, you like to kiss guys. Do you do anything with their cock and balls? Like, would you like to fuck them, for instance? Or suck their pee-pees? Or have your dick sucked by men? If so, then yes, you're still bi, just because you don't like to get it in the ass. Who likes to get it in the ass? Painful. That, oh, I hear. I don't know.
That is cum.
What?
That is cum.
Okay, thank you, caller.
The Guru Tim and Cod Negro checking in again.
Hey.
I just wanted to comment on this new Gooner beta that everyone is so head over heels in love with. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, the dude's verbal skills are epic. But my personal favorite is the Master Vader guy. I
yes.
love him.
I like that guy. Is he the same one? I think he's the same guy that does my big fucking penis. But I also like the Satan-worshipping Gooner Baiters. He's all like, Hail Hitler! Or, Hail Satan!
Hey, Tim. Sideshow Freak Kenny here. Yes, Kenny. Because you always say that every damn time I call.
that's how Cartman says Kenny.
Just figured I'd let you know. Today, I was at IHOP with my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And I saw a window licker, but not only that, they were a midget, and also they had a hearing aid, and apparently a fascination with touching other people's babies.
Oh, creepy.
Certainly a sight to behold.
Yeah.
And also my girlfriend called me a window licker today, and it made me laugh, because she swore she would never use that term, but she did. Well, and I took her cell phone and decided to call you to let you know, so.
I like window licker, I like the unsavory.
Hi, Tim. It's Touch My Badger. I'm a girl, first of all. But more importantly, thanks for the iPad, man.
Oh, no problem.
That's super exciting.
You should be getting that very soon.
My legion of furries will mesh quite nicely with your legion of freaks.
Yes.
I hope
your furry friends continue to listen to the show. It's the least they can do. Come on.
Hey, white man. This is a brown man speaking. I haven't called it in a while.
Now, what kind of brown are you? Are you like a toasted brown, like a Mexican?
Just a quick note. You know the Bunny Crush audio?
Indians? They're a darker
sure you've played
variety.
On four or five of your shows. I've gone back and found the shows. And now, like, I'm basically walking up to people and asking them, you know, can you guess what this is?
Ah, it's a fun game.
And the majority of the guesses are bird, dog, or cat. Like, they're always guessing other animals.
I mean, who would think it's a bunny? No one would think that.
Hey, Tim, quick piece of dating advice. No conversation that starts off telling your girl that you have a fungally infected anal fissure is going to end with you getting laid.
No.
Within, you know, weeks.
I mean, like, if someone told that to me, I would be curious and would want to see it. I certainly wouldn't touch it with my tongue or anything.
Hey, Tim. Bob Pussy Jones. I just want to comment, you know, I also wipe my ass standing up.
What is with you people?
I thought everybody did that.
Really? Yes. Maybe I'm doing it wrong.
Ladylike or something?
Oh my god, what if I've been, all this time I've been wiping wrong, I've been wiping like a lady. I'm really concerned about this now. Alright, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 48-206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh god, is it? Oh god.
Yeah, and I slap myself with a big dildo, yeah. Slap my cunt hole. Yeah, getting ready for a big load of fucking juice.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Very important. While you're on iTunes, don't forget to rate us. Leave us a nice comment, a review, or whatever. If you are a Sideshow Freak, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. This one's for the freaks. We'll be right back.
face, your daughter.